Welcome to the With the Will podcast. We're here to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark. I run With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm Dev Q, and I am soft.
Me and Dev both have mouth injuries at the moment. Although Dev is in significantly more pain than I am.
Mine's a little more long-lasting.
It is. Well, we'll see how mine heals. If it does not, then I get to bitch more. I would hope that by the time we're recording next time, it will just be healed. But I got...
Same.
Yeah.
Same on both arms.
Yeah, we both have just bad enough mouth injuries that it's at the stage at the moment of, we'll see how we are in a few weeks. We'll either both be fine, or we'll both be bitching forever. So outside of mouth pain, how have the last few weeks been for you, Dev?
It was surprisingly nice weather. It has been below 100 degrees, so I was very happy.
Ah, good. And what I've been up to, I'll talk about when it's done. Because at the moment, it's stressful and don't know if it's done yet. I will say it's been nice to have a few calmer weeks of Digimon news. After the, hurricane of nonstop everything all at once.
All of the goddamn comics.
So first up, new Liberator. I like that they comment on the Digimon when the players aren't there. And they also don't give us enough information to decide what that place is.
It feels like, oh, we're stuck in our Pokeballs now.
Well, that's the interesting thing is we get commentary that they seemingly are alone, but also they have wildly different opinions on it. Terramon doesn't like it. But Terramon also likes to talk, and Shumon seems pleased with it.
It's like, it's nice and peaceful.
And week-long maintenance. That's a long period of maintenance. Although I do like they clarify, it is the first long maintenance Liberator has had since it opened.
Like, yeah, because with certain games, it's like, you don't know how long average maintenance is. Like, sure, a week is long, but...
Also, am I wrong, or is the preamble to this chapter unusually long?
It feels like the same amount of...
Okay, maybe...
amount of recapping.
But, yeah, for some reason it felt longer to me. Maybe it's just because it was recapping, a battle and it's been a few weeks. And then, have we seen Shoto with reading glasses? I think they're reading glasses.
I assume they're not necessarily reading glasses, but those blue light filter glasses.
Oh, that's actually better than reading glasses. That's good.
Because I know that's really ridiculously popular in Japan.
And then I liked Cool Boy's reveal that he knows. I would have liked a bit more tension built up because he was being so friendly before that. You kind of don't get the tension until the very end.
I would have liked him to be more menacing.
Yeah. Well, I feel they introduce the new GM. I feel like you can argue there's a degree of menacing in that they're both being so friendly that it kind of pokes you in the brain in the area of they're being a little too nice.
It's like someone's going to die. Oh, yeah. Fun!
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're both being very nice while they both also just kind of ignore that technically speaking, there are rule violations. And it was like, oh, well, that's not why we called you here. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Those Crocs are a rule violation.
They're fine.
I don't believe it.
I don't know. I just think the introduction for a character being the full shot of her standing there with the chair and the Crocs is it very much screams a character who enjoys comfort. And I think that works really well for me. You really don't like the Crocs, do you?
No.
Let's see. And then when they jump into the other place, we get the red and orange outline, which that is a great Digimon tradition to show us that they're now in a different digital layer. And they clarify.
Yeah, it immediately went back to the movies.
Yeah. So Lacuna is an artificial place made. They don't clarify what the garden is outside of it having real Digimon. We don't know yet if this is some sort of bridge area, if it actually is the digital world. Unless I missed something. I don't think they clarified what the garden is.
From the context, I kind of assumed it was like a little pocket area hidden, like that, in or that's, under Laguna.
That's what I thought it was. But when they start going with, oh, they've dove into a special place, it could be the digital world. I don't think it is. I think it's, like you said, like a pocket. But we'll see. And the high point of Liberator for me is still basically the facial expressions of Shoto and Arisa.
Yeah. I like the more character stuff.
Yeah. And then for the, they did a new tips column, which goes into the D storage more.
I really like the in-universe kind of way that they're talking about these. It's very cute and fun.
Yeah, I think it adds something, especially when, here's the thing, I think the ones most interesting for most people are going over the battles, but I like that they're doing not quite ecology reports, but like, this is the way the world works, this is the stuff in it, as if it was someone reading a guide.
Like, I am all here for world building and random little background details and just little things the way everything works.
Yeah. And then moving on from Liberator, a jump over to comics. So Recollection got like a full feature in V-Jump, a nice little page preview. Interestingly, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about if I had anything else to say about the other comics this time. I feel like we actually said more last time than we planned, and since they're all starting, it feels like there's a lot of possibilities still.
Yeah, we're like, oh, we're just going to give a summary. It's like, nope, we actually talked about these.
Yeah. I would expect V-Jump to do full previews of all of them. I think it really is a solid way to introduce everything. And then,
I'm happy with it. It looks nice.
25th anniversary of Digimon in English when it aired on Fox Kids. We're running out of 25th anniversaries for Adventure.
So old!
Yeah, it is weird to think how close. It's weird because once this anniversary is over, we don't know what we're getting, although we can guess. So we'll
see. They crank shit out every 5 years.
And it's still impressive to see. And then, more, the Terrymon Assistant stuff kind of took a weird back turn, I would say. Because they haven't been subbing them now. I need to go back and check some of them, but even delaying putting them up for a bit, subtitles haven't been appearing, and they've been getting more interesting. So the second week they actually put up two, 100 questions for Terrymon Assistant.
Okay.
Which was like 15, 16 minutes, and Terrymon running through answering questions. And Terrymon also muses if it would be fun to do it with other Digimon. And then a tour of the exhibition.
Yes.
And it's framed as if Terrymon has sent in a cameraman undercover. So you get Terrymon commenting on the cameraman's job. But also, they insert the Terrymon model into the photo spots.
Oh, that's great.
With custom poses and stuff. So, like, if you look at the Omegamon photo, it's Terrymon, like, doing a pose on Omegamon's shoulders. Or when at the gift shop, Terrymon very much wants a Terrymon Otodama.
Oh, God. I didn't even notice that one.
And one of the funnier parts was that there's a corner at the exhibition showing off that they're doing the Terrymon exhibition assistant stuff. So we get the reaction
to
that.
Wow, we didn't know.
And then last week they did Terrymon takes a personality test. This is a known personality test online that anyone can take. And basically just having Terrymon answer questions to figure out their personality. Terrymon did not necessarily seem pleased at all the responses. But yeah. Multiple people are also confused why the first video had English subtitles within like half a day. Last I checked, the other three have not gotten them yet. So we will see.
Not when I perused them.
And then more Digimon 15-second analyze. These are all 45-second specials. Piccolomon, Skullgreymon, Attler, Kabuterimon, and Garudamon. The most important thing about them putting these up is I have to pay just enough attention so that I can remember every time there's four or five to post about them. Because it's not really large enough to post on its own, so I wait for the batches.
Yeah.
But that means, like, two, three, 4 weeks have passed, and I will be like, oh no, I forgot it. And it's like, oh, they posted the fourth one today. Perfect timing.
Like, yay, this is convenient.
When I checked, the Garudamon was not translated properly. It was just an auto-translator, which, junk. Ramon commented in the chat, yeah, any YouTube video you can do an auto-transcription and an auto-translate, those are available. But what we mean is for the first one, they put up an actual translation. Not perfect, but a pretty mostly solid one, which once you get one of those, the auto-translates barely are coherent. And then, Dev, it's everyone's favorite topic, Toei fiscal information.
Yay, now people can say that Digimon is dying again.
Somewhere. Oh no, my favorite part was, first let's comment on how it is. Let's look for the last fiscal year. Most of it's from overseas licensing, so that would mean products outside of Japan. Pretty solid for a year when a lot of Toei stuff was a bit down just because of stuff moving around. So third for that, and pretty solid over, probably in the top four or so. From the first quarter of the 2025 fiscal, so that's March through June, It is very solid numbers. At that point, it's probably Toei's third biggest brand at the moment, quarter-wise.
Heck yeah.
And the wildest thing is, and that's the one thing I was commenting on a minute ago, I saw people commenting on this who were not reading it at all.
What else is new?
Because even in the text, I'm like, it's probably fourth for the year, third for the quarter, fourth. A lot of people made an assumption what the third one was. And if you look at the numbers for the year results, there is almost no way that can be it. So, Dev, do you have the actual year results?
Sure.
So, if you were to look at this for the one that where it says March 2024, if you look at all three, the column for all three sections, if you had to guess, what do you think the third one probably is? It's probably Slam Dunk.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that thing because I guess. Yeah.
A lot of people are like, Pretty Cure's third because it gets a lot more than Digimon. And looking at the numbers, Pretty Cure does not show up on these all that much.
I keep forgetting sports anime are a thing.
Well, remember, Slam Dunk is still the tale from the movie, which was one of the biggest anime films of all time. And it's also, you know, getting discs and releases in other countries and products in other countries. So there's a lot of Slam Dunk money right now. But considering Digimon is kind of on a pseudo hiatus, amazing results. A lot of these results probably have to do with O2 The Beginning coming out in various countries.
That would make sense.
Yeah. And then, Dev, Cardpocalypse time! Get a stretch first, Dev.
Oh, no!
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I better grab some water first. Okay. Forge, Beamon, and Vespamon, both have good art. We've seen both of these before, though. We got these when the novel first went up. And ditto for Saikyo, who winner. I like that they do the pun in both languages.
Yep.
That is a good translation of that pun. Queen Beamon, we've seen before, although although the coloring has been tweaked a bit. The drills were red and pink when we originally saw them. Now it's red and green. I think it stands out a bit, and there may be some references with the color. But we'll see. And then Speramon, just great art for Speramon. Although, weirdly, you get, like, weird Batman vibes from this?
Yes.
It's like Speramon's the Dark Protector. While it's sitting there smiling and everything.
It could also almost have, like, that little sparkle in the background be, like, the bat signal.
Yes. And then Raptor Speramon gets a card.
I fucking love it.
Same. It's wild to see that. Sangomon gets really good art.
I love the happy little fishy on its head.
I like anytime Sangomon gets new art, people notice that fish for the first time. And I like that.
Because otherwise you just kind of don't notice it exists. It's like, oh, there's a fish there.
And Shellmon gets art, and it's a reference to the art from the Pendulum booklet.
Okay.
Fun art. Cartoon art. Yao Quinlong gets card art. based with the Liberator style. I like when they specifically like are everyone's connected timing wise, because this was, I think, a few hours before that chapter came out.
Okay.
It was like right around the same time. Wizardmon X gets some creator. This almost, you know, when you see people take photos of like their models and figures, but they put a bit of a filter on it to make it a bit cartoony. Doesn't this kind of have that vibe to it?
Especially around like the face.
Yes, exactly. Skull Baluchimon next to a normal Baluchimon. I don't know why this is so amusing.
I love that one.
It's so good.
It's like, it's the Baluchimon in its natural habitat.
Then we get Kiriha using, this is his art from the cover image to chapter 1, which was part of an image montage. Then we also get Greymon and Male Bergermon with new art. I love the paired action art.
It goes very well together.
And I'm very happy they're using actual manga art for the Tamers, because it makes them stand out that most of these characters that we're going to see have gotten multiple cards.
Yeah.
So it helps. Metal Greymon is a sequel to the card art of the other two. I really like it. It's a bit too busy with attack effects for me, though.
That is also kind of like typical Metal Greymon pose.
I feel like if the camera were zoomed out a bit, I'd enjoy it more. It's a bit too close with the effects, I think.
Yeah.
Then we get Ai and Mako, which is new art of them from the scene where Mako gives the laser gun to Impmon.
Like, here, take this and shoot them in the face.
Yes. And then the card that they put up a few hours later was a screenshot card of that moment.
God, it looks so grainy and horrible.
Honestly, it doesn't look that bad, minus that, like, it's really not meant to be seen as a static shot. So, like, Mako's face looks weirdly flat.
Yeah.
Like, the actual art quality, because there's no composite noise to it, it actually looks decent-ish. The problem is like, the face looks weird. And then they follow that up with Beelzebubmon Blast Mode Ace. This is one of those where I look at it, and I'm not sure if it's like a painted style, if it's actually CGI in some places.
It has that Gundam box art feel to it.
But the face kind of makes me go, that could be CGI.
Yeah, especially like around the chin and the eyes where it has that kind of like rubbery sort of feel to it.
But it works so well for Blast Mode. And then a rare time when a Digimon card does not actually has a little bit of flair for the spelling, it's Pikmons.
I love them.
And playing with Chibikmon.
They're fucking adorable.
And talking about good old mech art, Shoutmon Cross 4. That is a Gundam shot if I've ever seen one.
Absolutely.
Also, I may be wrong here. The sword wasn't generally red in the anime, right?
I think it's usually silver, but there is a version of it that is red.
There is. I want to say it was the toy. I may be wrong. I think it was the combining toy. I may be misremembering. There's been a lot of images of Shoutmon Cross 4. And then, hey, look, it's Cross 5. Okay, see, this is where, like...
Very manga-y.
So I will say this. The one thing about Cross 4 is it's very much in the vein of a mech adventure series. So we get, like, what is very much a mech pose for Cross 5. It makes me happy because it feels like it's whether it was the artist or the artist being given the assignment by someone, there was understanding what, like, Cross Wars is. And then we get a cute little Then we get a cute little Hopmon explaining something to a Kettomon. I like the very excited arm flapping.
It's me!
And then everyone's favorite, Ryo.
I feel like I've seen this.
You have. It is a redraw of Ryo's pose from the cover of Brave Tamer.
Oh, okay. So I'm not going crazy.
No. This is a redraw is not quite accurate, but it's the same pose as Brave Tamer. And interestingly, they actually draw him with the original card. I would have figured they would have updated that for the new card game.
Hmm.
But yeah, I'm fine with that, especially since that is accurate to the show. And then Justimon Blitz Arm Ace, we saw the art in that original video trailer preview they did a few months ago. Really nice. We get the little game reference.
Very Sentai-ish pose.
To be fair, it has to be that sort of Sentai Rider pose, because he is just a Kamen Rider.
Mm.
And of course, he's battling the VR Digimon from one of the games. And then
VR Apocaly and VR Omega, because they dropped the Mon off the end.
And also, so they did new cards of Queen Device and Knight Device from the original card game. Here's what's interesting. Knight Device looks functionally the same, minus some finish difference. Queen Device, it's the same art, but they did some sort of filtering on the original card, so this actually looks completely different if you go and look up the card. Like, it was, like, bluish and purpley and black. So it's actually interesting. It's like they filtered it to match the other device cards, and here it's not. And we also get King Device, which, purpley, bluish.
It's always cool to get the old style cards.
And then here's the weird one. Takato gets a Tamer card in his Movie 5 outfit. But I believe in the movie set a few months ago, he was in his normal outfit.
Which he was wearing during...
Well, he wears in both. He wears in runaway, both.
Well, the Runaway Locomon movie, so...
I know, but he does wear it in 5 also. I just find it odd, like, this is his movie-specific outfit.
For summer, because he's on vacation.
Exactly. Gromon. Good, solid, like, Godzilla vibes here.
I went to pet him. He looks fluffy.
Megalo Gromon. I like him using double... him doing double edge, but they're showing it like him doing it while spinning. It's weird because it's not a Digimon you think of doing like dynamic movement.
Yeah, he is kind of like a chunky, just kind of doesn't have that much range of motion.
And stands there. And then here's one that I was excited when I... Because when you look at Blissmon, it's good art, but the proportions seem kind of off, right?
I think it's just because of the perspective.
No, it's not. I actually went and checked. It's very clearly, like, references were clearly used based on the transforming toy for this one.
Oh.
Like, this is exactly how that Blistamon toy works. I was...
Okay, because those are chonky.
Yes, I was looking at it, I'm like, something about this seems slightly off, and then I looked, and I'm like, wow, this is actually the toy. Like...
Might explain
cartoonishly accurate to that toy. I just sent you a photo of it to look at, to see.
Lord, I command you. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's amazing how much it looks like the toy. I'm just so pleased. And then Atler Blistamon gets a really cool one. Although I will say it's weird because it's weird to see him from the front.
I was going to say, like, from the front, it's hard to tell the differences.
It's just very mecha.
I feel like a three-quarter pose has been a little better.
I kind of like it because we haven't seen art of him this way. It just is kind of odd because we're not used to it.
Well, maybe they might have a parallel card from a different angle.
And then Skull Knight Mod, Deadly Axeman, and Dark Knight Mod, they all get great art. Like, just 3 in a row, all great.
They're just gloriously menacing.
Yeah, but we get different coloring backgrounds, like Skull Knightmon gets the blue lightning, Deadly Axeman gets the pinkish lightning, Dark Knightmon is like sitting in a greenish cave. This is so good.
I want all of these.
Then Tamer Card Nene, she's also from the cover image of Chapter 1.
I absolutely want this card.
I liked early Nene stuff when like they played her up as she was going to be like diabolical.
It's like, oh, she's a menacing little asshole.
And then she's just like a fucking goober. Like, Nene is one of the silliest characters in Cross Wars.
She deserves to be.
Yes. Then we get Pokemon and Cubimon.
I fucking love the Cubimon, and I was absolutely waiting for this specific artwork.
No, it really does look good. Like, solid framing. It just... And the Pokemon is cute also.
Cookie did such a good job on the fluff.
Talmon Ace. Something about this one, I like the lighting and color work. It feels slightly off, though. I feel like
I know exactly what it is.
Is it that it's everything seems a bit bright?
On the face, the colors are a little blown out. So you're seeing like the orangey tone on like the shoulder pauldrons. So you're expecting that more orangey tone on the fur, but it's more bleached out and lighter yellow.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Then we get Sekumon and Han Kunman. I don't have much to say about these because they just look really fucking good.
I like kind of like the underwater lighting of the
same. Second one. Yeah, I would agree with that. And then Zhang Pengmon. This is one of those where it's just like the majesty of the thing. Even if like it doesn't 100% show anything that's interesting, it just looks so good. You just go, okay, that looks good.
That and the way the clouds are, it's like, oh, this thing is huge.
I will say this. I'm surprised that framing works. Like, to be clear, it 100% does. It feels like it should be claustrophobic, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of, it's breaking out of the bounds.
Then we get stuff for Special Booster 2.5. So this is Booster 1920 news. Some of this rare, no, like, Beelzebubmon and Justimon getting ace cards. It mentions ace cards of the Mega Digivolutions of the Three Tamers leads. So we're not sure if that's a typo and they mean Ultimate from Booster 19, or if we should expect more in 20. They talked about Cross Wars manga characters, which we knew. New Liberator cards, which they mentioned. They mentioned Violet getting a trump card.
Ooh.
Extra box toppers. There'll be two serial number cards and a second signed Kenji Watanabe card. And the art joins with the card from Booster 2.0, which feels fucking mean.
Like, is this like a one ring kind of card where it's just like one is like physically signed by him, or is it just art with his signature print?
So it's not going to be a one-off card, but we don't know if it's a print or if it's signed. But it's a special Kenji Watanabe sign, but we don't know if they're doing like, are they doing 50? Are they doing 200? But that means like you know, sometimes we say some people have more money than sense.
Yes.
Good luck to anyone who wants both of these, because that falls into that vein.
Look, I work in a field where it's just like I see these type of people very often. It's like, why would you pay
money for that? So here's something that it's expensive for what it is. It is also probably when it was originally announced and when printers went up, the thing that I've seen the most comments for of people being excited, which also explains why we get so much Omegamon stuff. The Omegamon / Omnimon binder set.
Is it gone already?
Not when I looked, but the amount of people just really fucking excited about this was shocking even to me. Like, if I go to Premium Bandai now, is it sold out? It is not. Just the amount of people just the amount of people looking at this being really excited, because it does look cool.
It's functional. You get a bunch of really cool cards. But the artwork is fucking amazing.
And they know it, and that's why it's overpriced. Binder and cards for $80.
Yeah.
But you know what the most evil thing is? It comes with two of each card.
Whoa.
Which means resell sets for everyone. We got clean card previews of these from Tony Mikanji, who's the artist. Really, really big, large previews with the borders lined up perfectly and everything. And it
beautiful.
It is. It just looks so good. Card game stuff also showed up in V-Jump. Nothing too exciting that we don't have previews of thus far. A few of these were early previews at the time, but we've seen it all there. I like seeing the card game sprints in V-Jump, to be honest. It's nice. Although,
they're pretty.
Although soon they're going to have to rename the column, because it's still named after 02 because of the movie.
Oh, that's funny.
Could be worse. Dev, were you on the show before Smash Brothers Ultimate came out?
I don't believe so.
At the time, the Digimon column was called Road to Ultimate. A number of people decided that was a clue that Digimon was going to be in Smash Brothers. Do you know why that's funnier? It's not called Smash Brothers Ultimate in Japan.
What's it called?
I have to check it, because I remember that wasn't the title in Japan. I just don't remember what the title was. It is... God, that came out in 2018? It's a Super Smash Brothers special.
Okay, I can see why they changed it to Ultimate for the international release.
But yeah. And then, now that we're done with Cardpocalypse, almost, Card Battle had an episode where they did a little double thing. They toured the Grand Asia Open venue. They also did a match against some of the better players, and they'll be doing that for a few weeks of Card Battle. And then that's it for cards.
Yay!
We got a 2-page product spread in V-Jump. They showed off the new Ichiban Kuji.
I still want the Gilmon and V-Mon.
I think that's like $20 or $25 at
Big Bad?
Yeah, Big Bad, it was $25 or $30. Entertainment Earth was about the same, but those aren't imports. Those are where they're under the Ichiban Shiro brand, which is what Bandai uses for countries where they don't do the lottery thing.
Lottery, yeah.
But yes, it's pretty affordable. The lookup figures, also, those all look great, along with the costume figures. They show off the Kenji Watanabe print art. They show off the little play. We saw these a few weeks ago when they were coming out in China, I believe. And then the Kenji Watanabe shirt and tote bag. They go over the exhibition, the beginning, starting to stream on a few services in Japan.
Nice.
And then, after that,
fuck our wallets.
More Kenji Watanabe products. This uses the 4 pieces of art that he did for the shirts and totes. They're wall scrolls, which I swear I heard multiple wallets scream out in pain.
Yes. Yes, you absolutely did.
These are going to be import heavy, these 4. I am sure of that. Also keychains and acrylic boards. I actually think these are all going to be popular import items. Those wall scrolls are... those are at the... exchange rate, that's about $25-ish. Within,
that's the average.
Within 6 months of these coming out, we're going to see these at conventions for $60, $70.
Yeah, I feel that.
For sure. But yeah.
Someone better have them at Katsucon.
So these ship in October. So very short wait. God, they just look so fucking good. Which of the 4 art do you think works best on a wall scroll? I know what my answer is, and I don't think you'll be shocked when I say it, but what do you think?
It's going to be Agumon and Gabumon.
For me, I think it's Omegamon. I think the reddish-orange against the black just makes it stand out a lot, so I just really like that. Poll results for Favorite Perfect from the Digimon TV anime. The winner was Arrestor Dramon Superior Mode, which tells you why Bandai doesn't do anything with polls anymore. Past that, I think the only one that surprised people was Megalo Gromon being like bottom of the barrel. Which it doesn't
seem to just be like right in the middle.
I thought, you know who I thought had a better showing than I expected? Kanno Weissmon.
Like, not about where I thought, just because he's like the most recent anime.
Yeah, that's true.
And the design is like objectively pretty cool. Yeah. Although Arrestor Dramon's design is actually increasingly badass, so.
And then, new poll is for favorite ultimate. This one is War Greymon, Imperial Dramon, Dragon Mode, Dukemon, Kaiser Greymon, Shine Greymon, Shoutmon Cross 7, Gaiamon, and Siriusmon.
I feel like
these all have a lot of energy. It's hard to comment on, honestly. Which one did you say?
War Greymon, Imperial Dramon.
So I'm looking, I'm trying to think, like, who would the outlier be? I feel like the outlier. I want to say the outliers could be Kaiser Greymon. I'm not saying winning. I just feel like it'll be higher than we expect. But I feel like we won't know what we expect until we see it.
Yeah, I feel like probably Shatmon's going to be a little farther down the list, just because, like, cool design, but also he kind of looks goofy.
Yes. And then we can
levels look a little better.
Yeah. So first up, photos of Ayumi Miyazaki's concert in China. He mentioned an hour before the show, it started raining. Everything had to be moved inside to a room that did not have a sound system set up.
Oops.
They set up an intercom system for him right before he went up on stage. And he said a lot of like dancing groups and stuff. So he took videos and photos with them and everything. And then Yodo Kasama had a picture taken of him posing in the image of Yamato from the album announcement. And it was mentioned that producer Matsui took the image, and the producer mentioned, seems a bit plump.
Oh, that's being just mean.
With no further comment to what that meant, although it's obvious, but even Kazama does not comment on it. Nice, it happened. More photos of the exhibition. I love the gears in the wall. Yeah. And there's been so much lately. It's just way too much. And then we got photos from Masashi Harada, who's in charge of Digimon Bandai. He went around and took photos of stuff. He mentioned that this was the first time he went during the general period he'd been to the preview. He was happy to see kids reading the comics as he walked through. And aww. And then Hitomi Yoshida posted about the products she bought. A lot of Mimi stuff was her goal.
I don't blame her.
So she bought two of the random canvas cards. She got her favorite, which is our war game, plus the Mimi cover of Tri Part 2.
It was destined.
She did a random figure and got Koshiro wearing a Tentomon outfit.
Still has green on it. Still counts.
Yeah. And then Kakudo did a bunch of write-up stuff. We're getting so much information. So he talked about, you know, the timeline of all the anime stuff. He mentions photography isn't allowed, but there are hand-drawn images, some of which we do see in his photos.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because I don't see the no photo sign there. It mentions the storyboard by Kamatani for the 25th anniversary trailer was there. Okay. He notes that it's actually very near the storyboards that he did for episode 1. He would prefer you look at Kamatani's because they're better, according to him. He also mentions the 25th anniversary trailer at the exhibition is different than the streaming one, which a few people had said that they changed the sound effects in Agumon's dialogue at the end slightly.
Oh, okay.
He showed off exhibitions of various events from the show. He's curious, like, what he wonders what the most popular stuff is, like, between drawings on display, experience elements, or photo spots. He very is happy with the, like, the Koshiro laptop and Mimi hat. Thing he seemed to like the most was the Digimon analyzer section where they're all floating. His main disappointment was that for obvious reasons they could only do so many as photo spots, so they only did 3.
Yeah, that's fair.
He also mentioned there are comments and explanations from him throughout the exhibition for Adventure. Some of them were handwritten and added during the preview based on people's feedback as they were at the preview event. So him writing them putting them up the day before everything opens.
Huh.
He showed off the stuff for the non-adventure section, the various shows and things that had displays there. He mentioned, you know, it's the adventure exhibition. That's what it is. But they're all Fred, so there's little sections for the other TV shows. And then he apologized for something. There's very little on display for X Evolution. They were actually provided, he didn't think they were going to get that much space, so he's trying to see if they can add more when they do the Osaka venue, like a shot of Alphamon.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. He talked about the badges and clear files for the keep on stuff. He showed off they brought the chalk art there that was on display at Bandai.
Aw.
And he also went through the store and grabbed a bunch of stuff. Which...
Now, is he going to keep this or is he going to give it away to other people?
It's hard to tell with him. He gives away a lot of stuff that he buys. I think this is stuff he bought for himself. He also mentioned the notebook, which is themed after the first adventure script. If you change where it says name in the corner to direction, that is accurate to how he was credited on the first script. They made it name for obvious reasons here, but he told people how to change it if they really wanted to.
Aw.
And then, art. So first up, Ayumi Minato got questions about why they used the term level 4 for adult in the Digimon Paradox. They felt that if someone didn't know Digimon, they'd be able to understand it really easily because of that. That way anyone could enjoy it.
That makes sense.
Then Wawaga, who does recollection, put up art of Wedinmon with Wendymon, noting that the names are very similar. And Wedinmon is actually Riko dressed as Wedinmon.
Please don't get eaten by the giant cannibalistic bunny.
She'll try. Then Seiho, who does the art for Liberator, did art of various web novel characters trying to relax from the heat. That fireball is not helping. And they also did a glamour shot of Bellstarmon. And then
he does not have a functioning spine anymore.
And then Tomo put up art to celebrate the new chapter of Liberator. And they also did a photo of the Liberator section at the exhibition because they went there.
Cool.
And then we got art to celebrate the chapter from Usagi Bochi, who does a good chunk of the Liberator stuff. And they also did an image that's themed like you get those back of book nice shots in manga volumes. So they did one of those.
It's a little splash page.
It really is like exactly like that splash page. It works well. And then for week two, we got a few celebration images. The 25th anniversary trailer hit over 1 million views. And that's just the main Digimon YouTube version. That isn't like, say, the original English version, which was an IGN exclusive, which has 500,000 at this point. And then the Toei Animation Museum YouTube had a limited time stream of Kizuna.
Okay.
And that hit 1.2 million people before it went down.
Damn.
Then we got a few more exhibition images. Right as it was getting ready to close up shop, the Tokyo one is done now. We got a nice solid image of the no photo spot, which
as we were hoping for,
which is Pico Devimon, and they have it in English there also. I like how it's Pico Devimon with the camera in the no. It's just perfect. Then Usagi Bochi and Wawaga both went to the exhibition separately. I think they both were at the preview thing a few weeks ago, weren't they? I could swear both of them posted about it already.
Think so.
Usagi Bochi noted they spent a lot of money. They only specifically...
I think I was taking pictures outside of it. I remember that.
Okay, yeah. And then Usagi Bochi doesn't say what they spent money on except one thing. They mentioned a really big paper knife. The big Omegamon arm they were selling.
Oh my god.
The funny part is that originally sold out after like 1 or 2 days. They had to restock it. And Wawaga also posted images, and they posted an image of them posing in front of Omegamon with the comic, and they mentioned they bragged about the comic to their parents and Omegamon. Which I love that. That's just great. Then Wow Factory posts an image of that. That's Watanabe Studio. Posted an image of him to celebrate the last day, him in the little poop corner for photos with what's sitting on his head.
They should sell those.
I would not be shocked if after this they might.
Look, it would make sense if they had those as sort of like that squishy kind of like a stress ball one.
No,
kind of
foam. I think that's what the foam is. I've seen people holding it in the photos, and it does seem to be like the stress type squishy stuff. And then AIM posted photos of the Keep On display, which shows all of the circles from Keep On, along with Katsuyoshi Nakatsuru's original sketches of how to pose the characters for the ED, along with the camera directions for that big panning shot.
Ah, okay. I see.
Yeah. That's really neat. We get a bit of Liberator art from Usagi Bochi, which this is just the D-Storage. They note this is not the actual packaging for the D-Storage product that's being made. They were just having some fun. Then from Paradox, we got two bits of art from Ayumi Minato. The first was a bit of a teaser thing going, I wonder what kind of Digimon you evolve into. Whatever it evolves into, it will be fine. There are infinite possibilities when it comes to Digimon evolution.
Whether it evolves into a giant turd.
I like how it just shows the two and then shows the numbers. It's like not menacing, but it's a great teaser image. And then it shows a bit from the end of chapter one of Paradox, mentioning that if you pay attention, Eve and Reiji's names are not in the comic before then. They decided it would help the reader remember if they were done in a big dramatic scene at the end. Although they point out it was actually hard to make dialogue sound natural while not saying their names throughout it and not bringing attention to that. So like if you go and check, like the sister's always calling him brother or bro in even the translation so they can avoid saying his name.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then it's time for questions. You guys in chat can throw yours up. The first one, someone, why do you think Digimon Comics is every 3 months? Any ideas on what might work better? I think for what it is, I don't think you can do better than 3 months for Kirizen 1. You want the writers and artists to be able to work over time and not have everything pre-prepared. They aren't necessarily professional manga creators who have free time or the budget to do it on a monthly schedule, and it means they will all last a year.
This isn't their main job either.
Yeah. It means they will all last a year.
Like, yeah, give me things to look forward to.
Now, I think you could make an argument of do one every 3 weeks, but I'm not sure you can beat just here's 200 pages, have at it. And then leftist hominid in the chat asks, Yamato and Takeru are blonde because they're part French, right? Their mom's dad is French. Presumably, Michael's dad is a Japanese man who moved to France, right? They don't detail anything. We just know they have a French grandfather. And we don't even see the grandmother to be able to... We know they have a...
They were not important enough to...
We know they have a French grandfather, and they have a very prideful grandmother who lives in France. The assumption... I don't remember if it's mentioned or if it's an assumption that she's Japanese, or at least part Japanese. I don't recall at this point. Do you?
Not at all.
Yeah. And then someone said, if you could have one arcade machine, which one would you want? See, I have a few answers. The first is I actually have a Simpsons arcade one-up machine in a box for when I have more space. It was on sale, and I said, fuck, if I'm going to get one of these, I'll get this one. Because that's also a game that isn't easily available. But if I were to pick one, I'm trying to think, like, if any one arcade machine, it would...
Hard to say, because, like, I don't really play that... It'd probably have to be, like, a DDR machine, honestly.
Oh, I didn't even think about machines like that. I was thinking they were going like, it would probably be Donkey Kong or Pac-Man or something that I've just played a ton of and would want the machine.
I'd want something that like I could only play like as an arcade.
Yes. Or one where the arcade version is somehow superior.
There's also like a whole bunch of like the Japanese like tap rhythm games, which are, I don't know the names of them, but whenever I visit round one, they're just, like, really fun to play with, but it's just, like, can't really practice because that place is really, really far away from me.
I'm just trying to think, like, what is the most ludicrous one I could think of? It would... Oh, you know what I need to show you? So, you're familiar with the two-screen, six-player X-Men, right?
Yeah.
Did I ever show you the arcade that had that built custom?
Yes.
With the giant wall. I showed you that, right?
Yes. That looked amazing.
Where, like, it's an entire room.
They dedicated a massive amount of space.
Yes.
Just to
that
one.
That might be it. Devin, we can't really comment on the card game stuff too much just because we don't play it, but we can... Your one question that we can appreciate is that Kaiser Greymon and BT-18 being designed to use other spirits, not just fire. Yeah, that's a fun one where it does tie into what the spirits that make up Kaiser Greymon are. Then someone said they like listening to the podcast to get news updates, hear the banter. How much longer do we think we'll do it? I don't think we're planning on leaving anytime soon, but we both are getting older and based on time. Do I expect we'll be here in 10 years? Probably not. In 5, maybe.
I'll just be around until you ask me to stop doing it, so...
Yeah, I don't really plan to stop doing it. We'll see. At some point, you know, just getting older, but we'll see. I don't think we plan to leave at any point at the moment.
That helps break up my week.
And then Ramon wants to know, is the novel version of Digimon Liberator worth reading? They've only had time for the comic. I've liked the novel so far. It's entertaining to me. The card stuff drags a bit more than the comic does, but the character stuff I've really enjoyed.
I like reading both the comic and the novel because you kind of get little extra behind like what's going on the other side.
Yeah, like I like the explanation of the Bulkomon in the most recent web novel stuff is what causes the problems early on in the comic. So there's some good tie-in stuff there. Then someone said, not necessarily a single food, but what types of food do you think you could eat your fill of forever?
Pachu.
I feel like there's too many options here. Because you could say sushi, and I think you'd probably agree with that, Dev, right?
Oh, yeah, because, like, pretty much anything with rice, it's not just
But then, fish. But then, like, You could have your fill of pizza forever, of ice cream, of... I feel like there's too many options there without being, like, buttoned down to a single item.
Pastries. I feel it's, like, wide enough, but also...
Oh, no. I got a good one. Crullers.
Ooh.
We better move on, or we're just going to be talking about food. Let's see. Okay. True Cosmic wants to know, what kind of gambling Digimon or Atmon would you guys like to be added? I feel like if you're going to add like that, you want it to be a story thing, because they've already kind of added in coins. And there's a one or two slot machine characters, I think. I'd like it to be plot-based. Although I guess maybe do something weird like a roulette wheel or something.
Like, ooh, or like an area attack where like they transport you into a middle roulette wheel and then start trying to stab you.
That's pretty much just an episode of Star Trek, Div. I may make you watch an episode where they go to the Royale and you literally find out a dude died there out of, like, hating it. Ramona wants to know, is AR coming back? Permanently, no. As schedule allows, and if there's interesting stuff to talk about, yes.
If but, there are horrifying drinks.
Yes, but permanently, no. Then Devon wants to know, do we speak, understand Japanese? No.
Yes?
I like the vocal quality there, Dev. That perfect.
Look, if you drop me in the middle of Tokyo, I'd be fine. I have enough to get around. I can understand basic conversations. I could probably watch a series and without subtitles and know mostly what's going on, but my grammar and conjugation fucking sucks.
Last chance for questions in the chat. What Digimon products do you look back on or regret that you didn't buy them when you had the chance? Oh man, this is a big list for both of us.
Well, thing is, like, anytime we didn't buy something and regret it,
was basically because of money.
We were broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
we didn't have the money to get the thing.
Like here's the thing. Like, generically, if there's something I really want now, I have the money for it. Dev, I'm sure, remembers when absolutely I skipped stuff constantly just because I did not have the money, even for stuff that was relatively cheap. In fact, where we did the style guide, Dev and me like pooled together with other people to get enough money to get that so we could put it up.
Yeah.
And that was not, I don't think that was very expensive. That was like 150 or something, Dev. Like, that was not very expensive. It's just we all pooled together because we did not have the money for one of us to get it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think, like, what, it would probably be something whenever the franchise was new. And at the time, I would have been in high school trying to decide what to get. I feel like I would pick something like the Omegamon Jogress figure.
Mm.
It would have just been something that, like, import sort, like it would have sat at Toys and Joys for years.
There was a, I've never seen it again, but there was a dual plushie set of Chibimon and Kulumon up on CD Japan. And I wanted it really badly. And it's like, yay, I have money. And then it was just gone. And I've never even seen hide nor hair of it. Like, no evidence that it ever existed ever again.
Chibimon and Kulumon?
Yes.
When was this up? Like, it wasn't recently, was it?
Oh, God, no, no. This is like somewhere between 2001 and 2004.
Chibimon and Kulumon in a plush... Huh.
Yeah.
I could imagine it being as part of like a wave that came out around the same time, and maybe they ended up in a listing together. That's interesting.
Yeah,
I
but
don't...
Team Japan had it. Yeah, it was like both of them are in the same thing.
That's interesting. Let's see. Oh, Ramon commented it was the muffler towel last year from Digimon Con.
Well, also, didn't that one sell out, like, almost?
No, and that, yeah, that was gone within a day or two. I know a bunch of people who planned to get it, and it was just gone. True Cosmic Wonders will be looking for other people on the podcast. We're not against it. We're just not running around looking for people. Like, there are people who have standing invitations to show up if and when they have time. They just haven't had time. And at some point, we'll probably add someone. We're just not jumping to look. Because the schedule works.
We're also horrible people and know each other already.
Yeah. That makes it very easy. Because especially it was like the first time Dev was on the show was, Dev, I'm not sure AR or May is going to be on the show. Why don't you show up? May was able to be there for that episode. And then when May left, it was like, Dev, you want to do the podcast? Sure. And then Dev was here.
Yep.
And that is it for questions. We will catch you guys in a few weeks. First up, though, Dev, what Wikimon article would you like people to read?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of one that perfectly encapsulates the amount of pain that I'm in.
I know the one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Wedinmon, because you're worried she's going to get eaten.
Perfect. And also something that I can't eat right now.
Then I can be found at With the Will as Always. Hopefully me and Dev are both better next time. We will see if we aren't. So thank you everyone for showing up. We will catch you guys later. Bye.
Bye.